Now, Israeli forces have clashed with Palestinians, injuring at least 19 of them in a town near Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. Now, Palestinians sustained injuries after Israeli soldiers fired rubber bullets to disperse the crowd in the town of Bireh. Clashes erupted following a funeral procession of the Palestinian minister Ziad Abu Ain, who was killed on Wednesday. Dozens of other Palestinians received treatment for tear gas inhalation. The senior Palestinian official died shortly after being hit and shoved by Israeli soldiers during a protest in the village of Tun Musia. Now we're joined out of Ramallah by Mona Candil, Press TV correspondent. Mona, why was this a high-profile funeral followed by clashes?
Well, actually, the cemetery that is in Albiri is adjacent to the Jewish settlement of Pisigot. So Israeli soldiers were stationing actually and deployed in the Pisigot settlement, inside the Pisigot settlement. And actually, there were orders from the Israeli regime that the Israeli soldiers should be on high alert in fear of any tensions that could happen with the mourners, especially that Ziad Abu Ain was not did not pass away in a normal way of death. He was killed by the Israeli soldiers, as you know. This is why following the funeral, Israeli soldiers just threw stunning grenades and tear gas towards the Palestinians after they finished the funeral processions. And here the Palestinian youth started throwing rocks towards the Israeli settlement of Pisigot. Here, Israeli soldiers opened fire using live ammunition as well as rubber-coated bullets toward the Palestinians. 20 Palestinians at least were wounded in the scene, and they were moved all to a Palestinian hospital for treatment.
Right. And Mona, has Tel Aviv released any kind of official apology for Abu Ziad's death?
Well, actually, it's not an official apology, but actually there was the Israeli pathologist attending the autopsy and were saying for the Palestinians, let's wait for the official results, because up till the moment there isn't any official result for the autopsy. This is why maybe Palestinian President Abbas has postponed the meeting and the results of the meeting on the death of Abu Ain till Sunday. It was supposed to be today, but actually it was postponed till Sunday. Maybe it's a request from some parties, let's say the United States, for instance, to President Abbas to wait for the results.